today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
And you don't know your potential. You don't know what's inside of you. You don't know what God is trying to pull out of you. You don't know the kind of business acumen that's inside of you. You don't know how many trucks you could own. You don't know how many businesses you can start and thrive. You don't know the organizational skills that's right there. But you won't get there until you shout Manasseh. Help me to forget what I came out of.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Manasseh, Make Me Forget. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Genesis chapter 41, verses 47 through 52.
I'll say it again. Be careful how you treat people. I'm surprised because Joseph married the man's daughter, who was at one time his master. Now Joseph, in 1 hour, is given so much power, no one else can stand before him. And he doesn't treat her like her daddy treated him. He doesn't take a whip and lash her because he went through a few things. He has developed to such a degree that he sets her free. He makes sure that she's taken care of. He uses his authority to lay out a landscape that's profitable for her. He doesn't marginalize her and tell her to shut up. He doesn't shut down on her and won't speak. He is Zaphnath Paneah, a type of savior that brings her close and produces 2 children. The first one is named Manasseh. And the message that I'm sharing with you this morning, it comes from a place where the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, Manasseh. Now, I know what it means, but he spoke to me in prayer and meditation and said, Manasseh. I said, Manasseh. Manasseh, I know that's a tribe. I know that's a young man that was metrosexual, born. He's half Hebrew, half Egyptian. He's got a little world in him, but he know he was raised right. He's got a pedigree in him that's powerful, God-like, but he also has the natural in him. He goes to the clubs. He's in Egypt. He's tattooed up. He's manicured. When he goes to the salon, he wants every hair right. Everything got to be right before he steps out. He's not like from the old school. We don't care about all that. We go to work. We're not looking in the mirror like women look in the mirror. I'm preaching, man. We don't raise our boys to be looking in the mirror. They got to look perfect when they step. No, you got to get out there and get it. You look pretty later. We let the ladies look pretty. We men, what are we talking about? But when you're raised by a single mother, a lot of time they want you to look perfect. Perfect, no, nothing on your shoes now. Come on, stand up straight. No, son, listen, we need you to get it. We need you to get out there and get it. Because we raised our boys a little different. Well, Joseph's 2 boys were raised in Egypt. They had a daddy who knew God, but they're in Egypt. They're in the world. Yes, yes. Y'all understand? They're raised like in a house. They're trying to fit. They go to church, but they also go to clubs. They go to church, but they got tattoos. They got earrings. They're in Egypt. Metro. But Joseph named the boy Manasseh, and I speak it over you, Manasseh. Yes, yes. Make me forget. Make me forget all my trouble and all my father's household. Of course, he wasn't saying, I don't want to remember my brothers anymore. Or, I don't want to remember my dad. What he's saying is, Don't allow it to be a block to my heart. They hurt me, but I got to get over the trauma. So Manasseh means make me forget what they did to me. One of the most difficult things in life is to let trauma go. I preached it a few weeks ago. All of us have scars, but none of us should allow ourselves to be defined by our scars. And this is what's happening all around the country, man. We're allowing what we went through to define us. Whatever we went through is really what's branded on our chest. Your name may be Manasseh or Ephraim or David or Solomon or Richard or poor. For better, your name may be better or worse. The key is that you can't allow what you went through to put a label on your chest to define who you are and what you will be in the future. So I want to encourage you. Letting go is hard. Letting God do it for you is hard. But letting go is hard because it involves changing or losing an aspect of your past. Let me say it again. Letting go is hard because it involves changing or losing an aspect of your past. A whole segment of your past has to be put in another category. This is how you let it go. You can't constantly rehearse what they did. You got to say Manasseh over your past. Glory to God. I know it hurts, but that's not where you are right now. I know they tried to kill you, but that's not where you are right now. You're really in a good spot. Joseph spent several hours in the pit, but if you're not careful, Joseph, you will allow your pit moment to define all of the years of your future. Yes, he went into the pit, but it was for hours. You got 13 years after that, and you're still being defined by the pit. 13 years where you could be putting things together, starting a new business, working some stuff out, moving into your future, not distrusting everybody because you can't trust nobody because they'll get an edge on you. No, if you're going to be a leader, if you're going to start moving into another dimension, you got to put the pit in its place and let God take you to the palace that he's designed for your life. A lot of stuff happens in the pit, but it defines us. And when we get to the palace, we bring pit mentality with us. You get in the palace and you're thinking about pits and pitfalls and what they did. So you rule in a way of preserving you, not empowering others. When you get over the past. In doing so, you must agree to lose a part of your identity to it. Thank you, Lord. When I was a young man, I was very dedicated. I wasn't perfect, but I was very dedicated. And a man came into our city with a gospel tent. He needed a musician, so I was a guitar player. I was playing the guitar. And I was sitting on the edge of the platform in a chair like this here, but it was on the edge. Guess what, man? The back legs of my chair was too close to the edge. And I messed around and sat hard, man, and that thing tilted like this in and fell off the stage. It fell off the stage. I was totally embarrassed. Everybody, Trey Song, everybody was laughing. Everybody. If they took a picture of it, I was on my back with my guitar in my hand. I still had it, boy. And I was on my back and my feet was in the air and I didn't move. Somebody should have took a picture of it. I didn't get up quick. I just poof. But I still held up my guitar. And they were laughing. The whole place was laughing. I just laid there. I said, God, oh, man. Now, some people say, I ain't going to church. All those church folk laughing at me. Nobody helped me up. Nobody helped me. They would laugh. I mean, like, oh, like Jerry Springer. I got up slow, dust off. Set my chair back up on the stage, got back up on it, sat back down. They were still laughing. And the preacher stopped them. He said, I got a prophecy out of you. He said, you're going to take a big fall in your life. It's going to be public. Everybody's going to see it. But you're going to rise up with power. Let me tell you something. Everything he said came to pass. One of the reasons why I didn't want to preach is because I felt like I wasn't perfect. And I know how people are. As soon as you grab this mic, bump him. Look, he did so and so and so. Same person, if I threw them the mic, they'll back up when the light shines on them because we all got some issues and trash. But nobody will see it until you get on stage. Everybody in the room got trash. And everybody. And if nobody saw this, because God gave you a privilege called privacy. Thank you, Bishop McLaughlin. It's called the privilege of privacy. You did it, but they didn't catch you. You ate it, but they didn't see you. You took it, but you never got caught. Man, I'm preaching, man. This is how we are, and God's grace covered you. So don't ever look at somebody on TV when you know deep down in your side, inside of you, you did the same thing, but nobody knows it. And I failed, and I made a mistake in my life. I didn't want to preach when he called me to preach, because I know how nasty people can be. And I was a little sensitive. Unless you went through something like that, where hundreds of people are laughing at you, you wouldn't know what it feels like. But God let me know you can't allow that moment in your life to define you and how you deal with people. He has raised me up. Does he want me to hurt families? When somebody falls, do you want me to laugh at them, Lord? Do you want me to pick at people? Do you want me to be so hard that when they make a mistake that we can't bring them back to wholeness? Or when somebody falls, do you want me to start helping them up instead of waiting on them to help themselves? Because if you're not careful, you will allow what happened to you to define you. So lose a part of your identity in the pit, and lose a part of your identity from the pot, and lose a part of your identity from the prison, because God is trying to take you to the palace. You won't get there and be able to amass the plenteous, so much so, Joseph amassed so much grain that he stopped counting it. I want you to think about it. You were able to raise so much. You got the potential to raise and collect and store so much money that people stop counting it. The whole land, he has storehouses. This is how organized he is. He has storehouses in every city in Egypt. Everywhere he picked up grain, they didn't have to transport the grain to the capital city of Cairo. Anybody ever been to Cairo? Well, I've been there. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't have to transport all of the grain to Cairo and then disperse it. He was so wise, he said, I'm going to have storehouses in every city. So all you got to do is take the grain to the storehouse that's near you, and we're going to store it. It was so much grain in the years of plenty, they stopped counting it. And you don't know your potential. You don't know what's inside of you. You don't know what God is trying to pull out of you. You don't know the kind of business acumen that's inside of you. You don't know how many trucks you could own. You don't know how many businesses you can start and thrive. You don't know the organizational skills that's right there. But you won't get there until you shout, Manasseh. Help me to forget what I came out of. Help me to forget my former church. my former church. I'm mad at the preacher because they don't understand what my family did. And you bring that to me? I got to pay for what the preacher did? Or the last president? You mad because you don't like the last president? You don't like the last governor? You don't like what they did to you in court? So all judges are off? You don't like what happened to you in your last city, so you come to Palm Bay and you got to have a problem with this one too? Or the last job hurt you, so everybody else is suspect? That man, the baby said amen, didn't he? But even the babies cried amen. I must be preaching good. Man, I came up in church. Babies were in the church. We got nurseries now. I like when babies say amen. Many of you don't know, but this is a powerful position here because a lot of the babies that are now 13, 14, or up to 24, many of them, while they were in their mother's womb, they were sitting in here getting a word from the Lord. And a lot of time when I preach, they kick in the womb, kicking. Just like John the Baptist, kicking. And you got to be around somebody that makes what's inside of you kick. The baby leaped in her womb. And you got to get in an atmosphere because many of you got stuff in you, but it's not kicking. You got vision in you, but it never kicks. You can't even tell it's there because you're being defined what happened to you. Glory to God. Let it go. It also means letting go of your expectation of how things are going to work out or how things should have been. Some people, man, they had a nice girlfriend or boyfriend when they were young. Then they meet them a few years later and they say, like, man, I could have had a better life if I got with them. They got a nice car, they got a nice home, but I didn't want them. They were nerdy. I wanted the jocks. The man was a late bloomer, but you can't worry about all of that. It is what it is. Say that, it is what it is. You got to let it go. Even the shoulda, coulda, woulda. You got to live in your moment. You may have missed the ship, or if you were there, it may not have turned that way. You got to let God be God. If I was God, I wouldn't have put Joseph in a pit. He didn't do anything wrong. I wouldn't have done that. But God meant it. Joseph said, we like to say, see, you meant it for evil, but see, God turned it around for the good. The scripture didn't say that. Joseph said, you meant it for evil when he spoke to his brothers. He said, but God meant it for my good. In other words, I intended to send you in the pit. I wanted you to go to the pot, and you had to go to the prison. What? I didn't do anything wrong. All of that was preparatory for a moment when he would elevate the man and put him in position, and he brought all of that into the moment. Some of the greatest businessmen, like 50 Cent, was on the street selling drugs when he was a teenager. Because it's still business. I'm not saying it's right, but if you really start moving in the right direction, you can take what you learn and start putting it into something legal. All you young people that want to sit around and smoke and do this stuff, man, let that go. You learn the lesson. Now let's go to school and put some language with process and make sure you can do it the right way and use all of your genius to start a legitimate business and do things the right way and work with somebody and help to expand it. Make sure somebody else's vision comes to pass so God can grow you and you can start your own and advance the kingdom and start a family and do something in your community that's going to bless everybody. Even help me right here at the church to do some great things for people who may not be in the room right now and extend the vision, advance the kingdom so we can get some stuff done. Can somebody say amen? What's wrong with you? You've got to get up and you've got to let it go. And you start by shouting, Manasseh. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God has caused me to forget. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I'm preaching to somebody that needs to let yesterday go. If his name was Bobo, let him go. Send him a check. Tell him, thank you. Let Bobo. If her name was Betsy, let her go. And work with what you got now. So we can move forward. Thank you, Lord. To let it go, you need to write it down, heal. So that means if you're still holding on to it, there's still a putrefying sore that has never been healed. To let it go, you have to forgive. That means there's some unfestering feelings here that need to be released, and the only remedy is forgiveness. To let it go means also you need to embrace change. That means it won't look the same. The path won't look the same. And a lot of us, we like to go to places and be in circles where we're the pilot or we're the champion. We already know what's happening or we got tenure. But you don't really grow in chess until you lose a game. Oh, I play checkers. Go for it. Play your checkers. There's a game that's beyond checkers. It's called chess. You have to have strategy to do that. And you don't gain strategy until somebody beats you real bad. Checkmate. You got to hear that. Checkmate. You got to hear that. Say it. Checkmate. That's right. The most valuable piece on the board is the king. But the most powerful piece on the board is the queen. Let me say it again. The most valuable piece on the board is the king. But the most powerful piece on the board is the queen. She can move in every direction. She can do everything on the board except one piece called the knight. She can't go up and advance to the right. She can't go up and advance to the left. She can't go back one and advance to the right or go back one and advance to the left. She can go laterally. She can go up vertically. She can go diagonally. She can overstep. She can do all of that. She's the most valuable piece on the board. Most powerful. But the king is the most valuable. And her job is to protect the king. Because if the king dies, game over. So all the single ladies, you got to learn how to preserve that man. Work it, but you got to protect the man. If he dies, there will be no more children. If he's gone, the community dies. You got to see it the way it really is. And men have to be able to invest in her powers. Just stay in your lane. Oh, my God. One day y'all gonna say, man, that man told us the truth. Yeah. I may not hear you. I may be in heaven. Y'all gonna say, that man, every Sunday, that man was laying it down. Oh, my God. Play some chess. We need to have a chess club here at the church. I'm willing to invest in 10 games and let young men and young ladies learn how to play. And you'll understand strategy. And get you involved in that. And some of us need to really quiet down. Just be powerful, but you don't have to promote power. Just do your job. Queen never on the board says a word. I'm the queen. She never say that. I'm the queen. She never say that. She quiet, but she powerful, man. If you don't watch her, she'll slide up on you, bam, and knock that piece over. I didn't see that coming. I know you didn't see it coming, and that's how you have to be. I didn't see her coming. If you always telegraph it, people can read you and label you. While in Canada, I heard the name Manasseh, meaning causing to forget. I want you to see this. His mother is the god, her father is the priest of the god of On in Egypt. Potiphar. Isn't that the man that enslaved his daddy? Isn't that the man, Potiphar's wife falsely accused Joseph? Same. See how the circles are? He later winds up with the man's daughter as wife because Pharaoh said, give her to him. Joseph doesn't take her and put her in chains. He sets her free. I don't want you to experience what I went through.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Manasseh, Make Me Forget, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2406-3008. That's reference number 2406-3008.
The latest Revealed magazine edition is available on truthrevealed.org. You can download a copy or purchase a hard copy for $3 at the communication and promotion counter. Ladies, we invite you to join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the Sanctuary at 10 a.m. It will be a time of fellowship, learning, and growth. See you there.
Vacation Bible School Praise Party 2 is from July 15th to July 19th. Register your kids ages 2 to 6th grade and grab those t-shirts using the mobile app or scan the QR code in the foyer.
Sign up for the life-changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Contact Elder Toby for more information.
Let's celebrate our bishop's birthday on Wednesday, July 10th. Show Bishop some love online at truthrevealed.org, the Truth Revealed app, or Cash App at Truth Revealed 2. If sending a check, make it payable to Truth Revealed with Bishop's birthday on the memo line.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.